Well, let's unpack the significance of today's announcements and interventions. There's quite a bit of politics involved. I was joined earlier by Insider's host, David Spears. David, the Prime Minister's finally confirmed he will go to the Glasgow climate talks. Does this mean he's confident he'll have a deal with the Nationals that's actually worth spruiking on the world stage?
Yeah, I think it does. Look, that confidence has been there throughout all of this, but this is a very public display of that confidence and perhaps even adding a little pressure on the Nats as well. It's, of course, inconceivable the Prime Minister would go to Glasgow without that net zero commitment locked in. There were always a couple of other factors as well, one being the prospect of having to spend 2 weeks in isolation on return. That's no longer a problem. It doesn't necessarily mean the deal with the Nats will all go smoothly now. I think this will still be a fairly bruising process to lock in the Nats, nor does it necessarily mean the PM will be welcomed with open arms in Glasgow. There will, you know, still be pressure for Australia to do more on the 2030 target, and undoubtedly there will be criticism of elements of what his plan involves. But it is clear the Prime Minister needs to be there. He needs to show his alliance partners, Joe Biden and Boris Johnson, that he's serious about an issue that's very important to them. And he needs to show Australian voters he takes this seriously too. Refusing to turn up would have been a very powerful symbol used against Liberal candidates and members in the election campaign.
Was the delay in him announcing that he would go just an indication of the tensions that he has with the Nationals Party, the coalition partner, in actually trying to secure this deal?
Yes, I think so. And look, he sent very mixed signals over the last couple of weeks about this, suggesting that his priority would be explaining his new plan on net zero to affected communities, in other words, those coal communities in Queensland, rather than going to this international conference. But clearly, you know, he's come to the view, and we've seen pressure applied from, you know, everyone from Prince Charles to Twiggy Forest and you name it, that he needs to be there. Not being there would leave Australia looking like a joke. And we already know the investor pressure that Australia's under. So I think all of that has weighed very heavily on his decision here. But the caution was no doubt about it because of the tension with the Nats.
We're still none the wiser, though, as to what this plan really involves, though.
No, we're not. Look, you know, all the indications from the government are that they're not going to, you know, dramatically change the 2030 target. The projection might be a bit higher. We know they'll put more into hydrogen, carbon capture and storage as well. You know, there'll be incentives there for electric vehicles, but, you know, there'll still be plenty of debate. This doesn't end the climate wars. There'll be plenty of debate about all of those elements, whether we're still relying too much on gas, whether carbon capture and storage really is worthwhile, and the 2030 target too. Expect a fair bit of partisan disagreement in the election campaign over all of this plan.
Prime Minister's also today very publicly told the New South Wales Premier that he won't, in fact, be allowing tourists and workers into New South Wales just yet. And that, of course, was just hours after Dominic Perrottet announced they would be allowed in. Why has the Prime Minister stepped in? And what does it tell us about his relationship with the new Premier?
Well, this is fascinating. There are two main reasons why the Prime Minister stepped in and overruled the Premier on this. One is concern about capacity constraints for the airlines. It will take them a while to ramp up capacity, and the priority in the meantime needs to be bringing Australians, and notably their parents are being allowed as well to come home and visit Australia rather than allowing tourists and others. Secondly, the Prime Minister wants to give the rest of the country, the other states, some comfort that the New South Wales hospital system will be able to cope with this. Now, my understanding is the PM's talking here about a delay of some weeks, not months, for tourists and others to be allowed in. He wants to be sure that the health system in New South Wales can cope, and it's a level of comfort other states clearly want as well, as you would have seen from some of their reaction to this. As for the relationship between Morrison and Perrottet, well, clearly there was zero communication between the two leaders on this, and it's a big announcement. It tells us Dominic Perrottet doesn't feel he owes Scott Morrison any favours or courtesy. He wants the credit for reopening his state to the world. But this is one of the very few times in this pandemic we've seen the PM able to exert some authority over the states, and he's done it. He's pushed back at, you know, not WA or Queensland here, but at his home state, and a leader from his own side of politics.
Insider's host David Spears there.